You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is a call to prayer warriors and the family of light. Greetings, everyone, and thank you for tuning in. Spirit urged me to get this message out today, and of course I had to be obedient, because this doesn't happen very often, but when it does, I know that it's a very important message for the light family around the world and beyond. Spirit wants us to be cognizant and very aware of the seriousness and the time that we are living in at this point in the year 2020. Over the next 5 months, there will be a great need for you to be in prayer continually. Your prayers of light around the planet are needed. Mother Earth is in a birthing process, trying to bring humanity into a higher vibrational state. She is already in the fourth dimension, and we as a species are trying to match her vibration. We have already been feeling those birthing pains all year, and they could get even stronger. It depends on us how much we resist or if we are ready to grow and move into the higher vibrations. Just because a woman is in labor doesn't automatically mean that she has to be in pain. In fact, I personally experienced no pain with my first child. I didn't take any drugs to alleviate the pain of childbirth, but I did stick to a very strict Native American regimen of herbs and a vegetarian diet during my entire pregnancy. So painless births have been long forgotten, but they are very real because I experienced them for myself. In our next show, we will go deeper into the birthing process of the new earth. But for today, the message from Spirit is to stay on your post and stay alert. Stand strong in your light and your love for humanity and for the planet as a whole, because we are all deeply connected to this birthing process, and we are all affected by the upgrades and the energy fluctuations that the earth is experiencing at this time. It's very important for you to be connected to your higher self and tapped into your internal light for inner strength and courage to continue to fight for the removal of this dark element on our planet and from the consciousness of the people of the earth. We want humanity to be free, free from darkness in all its forms, but we must choose a path. Because currently, humanity is being tricked and lied to in order to get us to choose a false path. But we must pray for the truth to be spoken in every country, every corner of the world. Because only the truth has the power to set us free. We must know the truth, then we can decide our own fate. We must open the throat chakra of the earth collectively by using the light blue energy in our meditations to transmute the darkness. And this color, light blue, is the vibration of the throat chakra. As prayer warriors, we must be vigilant in holding the light and praying for the protection of all light workers around the world. We must call on our light family from every dimension to assist us in the fight to be free from this darkness. You must desire to be free from the darkness in all its forms and free from the ignorance and fear that it causes. And if you find yourself in fear, then pray for assistance from your angels and your higher self to help you remove the fear by helping you expand your consciousness. You will be guided to the truth, and then it will be up to you to free yourself from fear and darkness in all its forms. These are all self-imposed states, and we must desire consciously to be free and raised in vibration. The next 5 months will be crucial to manifesting higher vibrations and dimensions on the planet Earth. We are in the process of anchoring these energies in at this time, so we must be vigilant in our prayers for light, in our meditations for peace, and in our desire to reconnect to ourselves, which is Source, through reconnecting to our higher self. Keep your focus on joy and keep doing the things that bring you more joy every day. Be vigilant in your internal light meditations daily to continue to raise the vibration within your body, your mind, and your spirit, and for those energies to resonate throughout the planet. This will help to protect all life and Mother Earth. Continue to study to expand your consciousness and pray that we make it through to the dawn with the highest intention for humanity to reach our destiny. Tap into the depths of your soul, family, and bring forth the powers that you were born with to manifest on this planet at this time. Stay in the light and keep your angels by your side. Remember who you are and why you have come. It's now time to activate your memory and bring forth your powers of light. Stand in your knowing and never forget that light is more powerful than darkness. We will be victorious, but we must join together within our hearts in order to make it through to the other side. We must join together as the family of light because that is exactly who we are. May the peace and blessings of the infinite creator be with you. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.